There is always a great sense of excitement and of drama when we sit down to listen to read the Megillah every year. Even though we know how it's going to turn out, we know the storyline, it pulls us in every single time. And when you read through the story of the Megillah, it is hard not to notice that the development, that the process, that the salvation of the Megillah and of Esther mirrors another story in Tanakh, and that is the story of Yosef. It's hard that not only are there textual similarities, but if you look at both of these storylines, both Esther and Yosef are abandoned. Esther, of course, the orphan, Yosef abandoned by his family. Not only are they abandoned, but they rise. They have this unbelievable rise to power, a rags to riches. Paro tells Yosef, I might only exceed you in the fact that I'm the king, but you're a close number two. And Achashverosh tells Esther, I'll give you almost half my kingdom. They both use their second in command to save the Jewish people. And in a very similar way. They both have foreign names. Yosef, Esther are foreign names. They're not their Jewish names. They both have a party in which the adversary is invited. Of course, we know with Esther when she invites Haman to the party she's making with Achashverosh. And when Yosef and the brothers first come down, they're invited to this feast that the tables are turned. There's accusation of them being spies. There is both of these storylines have a shocking moment of revelation. Yosef, of course, and Yosef, Oda Vichai, and Esther says, it's Haman. It's Haman when she finally reveals who she is and what the plan is in the seventh parak of the Megillah. Both of these storylines have a troubled night of sleep. Achashverosh, of course, can't sleep, thinking that Haman is out to get him. And it's Paro's dreams that lead him, keep him up at night, calling in Yosef to interpret those dreams. Both of these storylines, the protagonist reveals their identity after a very tension-filled meal. Yosef, of course, to his brothers after this meal when he says, and Yosef Oda Vichai, and Esther at the second party, there's so much drama in those psukim when she finally reveals herself to Achashverosh. And both have this sort of personal crisis. Esther cannot reveal her identity, and Yosef struggles with the Eishes Potiphar. All of these textual similarities, we know that the psukim tell us they're both beautiful. Vayisapak, there's so many similarities between these two stories. The question is why? What is the connection between both the story of Esther and the story of Yosef? And in the end, while we can develop this, and I encourage you to develop this more on your own, both of these storylines are about a leader that saw the Jewish people in crisis and said, I cannot sit back. They both understood the central message of the Megillah is that someone felt pain of the Jewish people and took action. And if you can do something, even if it might come at a personal risk, that is what we have to do. That is what Esther does, and that is what Yosef does, orchestrating all of this behind the scenes to ensure the Jewish people are saved, that they have a place, that they have food, that they have Goshen, that they have a secure homeland to come to. And yet, while Esther sees all of it, it is Yosef that acknowledges it, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the time saying, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashem, it's Hashem. And this is perhaps one of the anomalies of the Megillah, of course, that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because the entire message is that you don't just sit back and wait for God to do it, but we must take action. The Megillah is a story of hishtadlus, of effort, of faith, of working, of being active in the process of Geula. Mordechai is this idea that God will save them at some point. But that's not enough. We have personal responsibility. And that's why there's all these allusions to Yosef, because at the same time that we focus on that personal responsibility, on the need to take action, we also have to understand that it's not only us. There are two sides of the same coin. Yosef realized that it's all gone. Esther is so much personal involvement, and we must blend them and synthesize them and work them together throughout our entire lives. And as we enter into this Purim, in a bit of a difficult situation around the world with the rise of anti-Semitism, with the terrorist attacks in Israel, we are reminded of these two models of how we function in Geula. That it's our personal responsibility to take action, political action, religious action, making ourselves better, more unified, more committed, more dedicated, and also understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Yosef says, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two models are how we survive, not only how we survive, how we thrive, and how we merit Geula.